What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
College football fans, get ready to fight. AP poll comes out later today. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray. Andrew Perloff on vacation. Zach Gelb sitting in for him this morning. And Zach, thanks for waking up early with us today. It was Texas who got the number one ranking in the coaches poll a week ago. Now we go to the AP poll, the real one. Do you think that Texas is going to enjoy the same perch?
I do not. I think, I feel sick even having to say this because I do not like this football program. But I think it's going to be Penn State with Catron Allen,
really?
With Drew Aller, DDS, denied Dennis Sutton, and Singleton.
Do you think they should be number one? And that's why it kills you, that they should be number one,
yes,
in the AP poll?
I think they are
the best team in the country.
Penn State, to me, can win a national championship this year. And I don't trust James Franklin in a big game because he's allergic. Drew Aller has been overrated. But there's a big misnomer in college football now. You win a national championship, right? Everyone slaps you on the behind and goes, you're great, you're wonderful. I don't think you need to be great anymore to win a college national championship. I think you could just be very good. Like, look at Ohio State.
Huh.
They had great talent. They lost to Michigan at the end of the season. But with this 12-team playoff, you get a mulligan, you get extra life, and that's when you could bounce back. And I don't think when I looked at Ohio State last year, I said, oh, wow, that's like one of the greatest football. They weren't LSU when they were undefeated with Joe Burrow. They weren't Michigan when they were undefeated a few years ago. Some of those Alabama teams with Nick Saban, Urban Meyer's Florida teams in Ohio State. Like, those were great teams in the last 15, 20 years to me. Pete Carroll and with Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart, iconic teams.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to be an iconic team anymore to win a national championship in college because it's more of a level playing field where there's not really a face of the sport right now, and all these teams are able to legally spend money. So if you're just very good now in college, you have a great chance to win a national championship.
That's interesting. So do you think it's because of your road, like your path, you know, like the fact that Penn State got as far as they did last year is because, you know,
who'd they beat?
Well, they got to play SMU, and then they got to beat, who was the second?
Indiana?
No, not Indiana. It was
Boise State.
Boise State. Right. So you got to play two, and all of a sudden, here you are, sitting in the Final Four, but did you really actually earn that? So you think they're the best of a mediocre bunch, Penn State? That's
yes.
why you think they'll be one?
And another school that I don't usually trust in the last 3 years, Dabo Sweeney and Clemson.
I was going to say.
They've been stuck in just being, you know, they don't even always win the ACC anymore. You had Florida State, you had Pitt in the last 4 years. You got Dabo, who's still a top three coach. I would say the second best coach in the country. And you have Cade Klubnik, who I don't think is the best quarterback in the country. I don't think he has the most upside, but he's the most consistent. And right now, if you're just consistent in college football, bare minimum, you're going to the Final Four. Penn State, who they beat last year? Any big game, right, they got participation trophy points. That's why I call them Participation State University, for not getting blown out by Oregon in the Big Ten championship game. And they go up against Notre Dame, and the quarterback urinated down his leg.
Yeah.
That's what he did. So just to get to the Final Four, you just need to be good. And if you're in the Final Four, you can win two more and win a national championship.
Man, by that logic, though, then you should probably think that Clemson should be the number one team in the country because they do return. They actually did dip into the portal a little bit, not as much as, you know, other teams like who really go portal heavy, Colorado, stuff like that. But they have a lot of returners. They have a ton of talent. They're in an air quotes easier conference to win, and they have a better quarterback. So I guess by that stretch, you would say Clemson. I think Texas is right on here. I don't have a big issue with Texas being ranked number one by the coaches. And if it's the AP poll, I don't either, because I think it's really comes down to Texas and Ohio State, who funny enough, are going to play each other in the opening week, which is fantastic. But I think that you give the nod to Texas, not because I think Arch Manning is going to be the second coming necessarily, but because at least they know who the quarterback is. You know, Ohio State loves to do this thing, and I know Ryan Day has done it many, many times in the past, where they wait and wait and wait to name their quarterback. It doesn't necessarily mean anything's wrong. It doesn't necessarily mean anything is suspect. But if you're going to give me these two teams up against each other with the amount that both lost to the NFL draft last year, I'll take the team that actually has the quarterback who's been number one entrenched in place since spring practice.
Now, Ohio State does have the best player in the country.
Yeah,
Jeremiah Smith. But when you look at Texas, I just wonder, can we walk away this year feeling good about Texas even if they don't win a national championship? Because even if Arch Manning wins the Heisman Trophy, I don't think that's going to be good enough for most if he doesn't win the national championship. The last 2 years, give credit to Sark, when they were in the final year of the Big 12, they won the Big 12 and they lost in the college football playoff, and then to Washington with Kalen DeBoer. And then last year, first year in the SEC, they're in the SEC title game. Then they're the only SEC team standing in the final four of the college football playoff. Just getting back to the final four isn't really progress. Just getting to a national championship game isn't drastic progress. I'm at the point where Texas has to win a national championship, or this season's a bust for them, because this is what we've been waiting for. Unleash Arch. All right, Quinn Ewers was disrespected. He was good at Texas. I think he will age to be more appreciated through the years, but this has been the wait up and the build up for Arch Manning. Anything short of a national championship, and what I do think is going to be 2 years, and you had all the Archie comments.
Yeah,
it's going to be very disappointing, I think.
Okay, let's pause on that for a second. We're asking you who deserves to be the number one team in the country. You're going to get the AP poll a little bit later on today. Coaches poll last week said Texas and then Ohio State. Zach thinks that Penn State should be up there. I think Texas is fine. But let's pause on that for a second, because I'm going to completely disagree with you. Mm-hmm. Now, Texas and Sark, I think, have tons of pressure to win, right? Yeah. You go to the Final Four 2 years in a row. You got to take the next logical step. You landed Arch. You kept Arch.
And also how it ended for Sark, too, with that terrible play call up against Ohio State with the pitch that went 7 yards backwards and they just shot themselves in the foot.
I mean, just it was...
I had some money on Texas. I can't tell.
Well, and also they were, let's call it like it is, they were lucky to escape against Arizona State. And to be honest, like, if you're not playing, I think there was a little brand blindness that came into the referees there. And I think there were some bad calls that went against the Sun Devils. They certainly had some complaints about how that game ended. Anyway, this is where you and I are going to disagree. I think Sark's under a ton of pressure. I don't think Arch Manning, nothing about his story, in my opinion, really has to do with college. Because Peyton's story really isn't about college, and Eli's story really isn't about college. It's about the NFL. And to me, this is why I don't understand why Archie Manning, the grandfather, of course, a great football player, comes out and says, you know, Arch is going to stay for 2 years, you know, to be a starter for two seasons this year and the next year. I don't understand why they're calling their shot in this way, unless they're just, you know, trying to smokescreen and throw us all off. Because to me, it's all about where Arch lands in the NFL. It has nothing to do with whether or not he wins the national title or even a Heisman. Both uncles didn't accomplish either, and we don't think they're not Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
So two things. I think what Archie did was he wanted to eliminate the distraction. So he says this in an interview, and now Arch will have to answer it. I'm sure Arch will say, yeah, my plan is to be here at Texas for 2 years. I agree with Grandpop, all that stuff. That conversation gets tabled for a little bit, but if Arch starts the season 6-0, 7-0, and he's right in the forefront of the Heisman Trophy conversation, then those questions are going to pop back up.
No, Zach, it's not going to mean diddly. And like, this is no disrespect to Archie Manning, who was a great quarterback, but this is a different media landscape than even when Peyton and Eli were there. Like,
that's why I think his college career matters.
Well, the toothpaste is out of the tube, though, as far as like hype, you know, and as far as
most of us have never seen this guy start an actual game. I know he had the two games last year, but when he is the guy starting, who was watching when even ESPN would throw on his games in high school? I always think that's weird when we obsess over the high school kids before they actually get to college. Now it's different in college because it does feel as if it's a professional sport. But most of the people have made all these comments about Arch Manning, and most of you have not seen this guy play at all anything or for a hair in the regular season last year, or when they would throw him in there when Quinn Ewers got hurt, or on some special packages. So that's why this does matter, because the bar has been set so high. What did MJ say? The ceiling is the roof. Like, that bar has been set all the way up there, where we're talking about just maybe being a Heisman Trophy finalist, maybe getting back to the Final Four of the college football playoff is not going to be good enough for most of us.
I total disagree. But EJ, why don't you put it up on the poll? Does Arch's college career matter? I just don't think so. I think what Arch specifically has to live up to, not Sark. Sark, this matters. Like, you want to win with Arch Manning. You're the one who landed the Golden Goose recruit, yeah, all of that. But for Arch, the expectation is top pick in the draft, Super Bowls. Because I think the Mannings, when we think back on them, unless you live in, you know, in Knoxville, or unless you are an Ole Miss alum, like, I don't think we're really going back to their college days as much anymore.
Well, to
your
point,
where do you go in the NFL? What do you do? How many Super Bowls do you get? And do we see another Hall of Famer?
If Arch Manning doesn't win a national championship, doesn't win a Heisman Trophy in college, if he goes to the NFL and wins a Super Bowl and wins gets a Hall of Fame jacket, yeah, no one's really going to give a rat's ass that he didn't get the job done at Texas. But if you look at the tiebreakers in this family,
yeah,
if he could go to Texas, win a national championship, and win a Heisman Trophy, then goes to the NFL, gets a Hall of Fame jacket, and a Super Bowl or two, the college stuff could be the tiebreaker for him.
Oh, as far as who's the greatest Manning? Mm-hmm. I mean, but we could do
and
this.
And he could run, too. Peyton and Eli could not run. He could run.
Do you think he's winning 5 MVPs?
Probably not.
That's a lot. It was a lot when Peyton did it. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Does Arch's college career really matter? To me, no. Now, again, for Sark, this is big, because you've been knocking on the door. You kept Arch at Texas, or he decided to stay with you, even though, you know, you want to dig into Sark's past. Like, are there, you know, has everyone really panned out, air quotes, that he coached in college that go to the NFL? It's not like he's, you know, exactly the kingmaker. As far as quarterbacks, Arch could have left to go to USC. He could have been coached by Lincoln Riley. There's other great coaches out there who can get you to the NFL and prepare you for the NFL, maybe even better. But
yeah, but he doesn't need that because of the fact of who his uncles are and who his grandfather is.
Yeah, so he's got to be story time, Grandpa.
Oh, I was like,
that was about Jerry. That was not about Archie Manning.
I don't see your mouth moving, but I hear your voice. I go, where the heck was that coming from? I forgot we do drops here at the network. But he has the greatest education that one could get if one wanted to be a quarterback. So you don't need a Lincoln Riley. I think they just trusted Sark, and they trusted that they could sort of manage the situation from afar. So that's what was appealing to them about the Texas program.
Yeah, now we're talking about Arch Manning. The conversation started with who should be ranked number one of the AP poll, which is going to come out later today. Who do you think is the best team in the country? We haven't seen them all yet, so obviously we're making a projection here. But now just talking about Arch Manning. And go to the chat, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork, where Chocolate Thunder, which I appreciate from our nickname bracket.
Dow Dawkins is in the chat?
He is. Big fan of the show. And up early. The Mannings understand 2 years is needed. We don't understand because we never played to college in the NFL. I get that. But here's where I'll push back on Chocolate Thunder. There's this idea that if you get X amount of starts in college, all of a sudden you get to the NFL and it's some kind of cakewalk. I guarantee you, if you go to the Cleveland Browns, if you go to the Carolina Panthers, if you go to the New Orleans Saints, it's not a cakewalk.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Jets could have a guy who plays in college for 100 years. He's going to come in and struggle.
He'll see ghosts and he'll get mono somehow.
I'm just saying, it's like that to me, I get that there is like there's of course going to be a lot of like data that the more you play in college, maybe the better you fare in the NFL. But to me, that's not what it's about. What it's about is who is coaching you in the NFL. I think there's this idea, Zach, and we're lucky enough we get to talk to a lot of professional athletes, and this is where I base this off of. Guys still want to be coached on the NFL level. They still want to improve. Mm-hmm. You don't go to the NFL as the finished product. So you could have had 20 starts in your career. You can have 50, whatever it is. Did it help Brock Purdy? I'm sure it did help Brock Purdy to be a starter at Iowa State. And maybe he, you know, but did Brock Purdy, does it help him more to be with Kyle Shanahan now, or the fact that he had all those starts at Iowa State? Is that why we're seeing Mr. Irrelevant all of a sudden be in overtime against Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl? to me, sure, a little bit about Iowa State, no doubt, but it's about him landing with Kyle Shanahan and running that offense is the reason why Purdy is an NFL success story.
I think the environment is the number one thing.
Now, right, that's what I'm saying.
Can you throw someone like a C.J. Stroud or a Jaden Daniels in what were outhouse situations? Can they make them the penthouse? Absolutely. But those are anomalies. Don't expect to see Jaden Daniels and C.J. Stroud rookie years each and every year, even though we were fortunate enough to get them back-to-back. But for most of these guys, they have a lot of talent. That's why they were picked in the top five. And they go through these dreadful situations, and you have no line, no playmakers, and they throw you right into the fire right away, and you see things early on, and they harm you. Now, can you go somewhere else, and can a Sam Darnold get linked up with Kevin O'Connell when his career was basically, you know, in sports hospice, and can he get revived and saved and get a new contract? Sure. Look at Geno Smith.
Yeah.
When he was thrown into a situation with Pete Carroll, so that could change rather quickly. But the environment is so paramount. And then also, let's be real, you can't be a dope. You got to actually want it too. Look at Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah. Right.
They could have given him Bill Belichick, and that dude still would have been a bust because he didn't want it. And,
yeah.
And sometimes you get a contract, and it used to be different you know, years ago because you get more money. But sometimes these guys are just good with one contract, and it's, all right, I made what I made, and I'm out of the league.
Yeah, and it's not like they're getting nothing now. You know,
yeah, first still getting 30, 40 million.
Yeah, 20 the day you sign on the dot, right? 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Bass, who's in California. Morning, Bass. How you doing?
I'm good. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Just my thought. You know, you guys were talking about this last Friday, and just my approach is, what if this is just Archie's dad, just like at a request of his dad? Like, nonetheless, I'm not the athlete. My brothers are. My father is. My son's the athlete. But I want my child to attend 4 years of college. And this could have been maybe a family rule with Pops. Right? I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, both Payne and Eli played 4 years. They fulfilled their four-year experience. No matter the ups and downs, they got that opportunity. Then I'm looking at it like, okay, let's look at the risk, right? Okay, God forbid he gets hurt in college. That's a risk. But what if it happens in the pros? And then he avoids the four-year experience. I just look at it. That's how my approach is. And it's maybe I'm trying to minimize the connecting of the dots or aligning the stars on this. And it's looking at simply from an old school family tradition. You attend school no matter what.
Yeah. Bass, listen, I hear what you're saying. I would actually argue the other way, though.
I'm
if
in
you want to bring
agreement.
In Cooper, you know, Cooper Manning, who's Arch's dad, obviously, he had to quit football because of a very serious spine injury.
Mm-hmm.
And his career was cut short. So I think you would, you know, and Arch has talked about this, you know, so what my dad, you know, obviously didn't get to watch, but he said, you know, makes me appreciate every moment and how this can all get taken away so easily. And that's why I play a little armchair psychologist on the Manning family. If Arch is projected to be the number one pick in the draft at the end of this season, you go to the NFL because you have two things. One, he can sort of manipulate where he wants to go because we saw the Mannings do this with Eli. And two, I think you look at dad and say, this is my chance to leave. I'm going to go.
I never thought about it this way, but I think Cooper being his dad is fascinating because he was a great athlete. And like you said, with all the injury, I think having that perspective of being the brother that didn't quote unquote make it in the public eye, I'm not saying he's living vicariously through his son to an extent where it's a LeVar Ball kind of place because you don't really hear much from Cooper, like here and there and stuff like that. But I'm sure internally, it just must be so sick for him to see his son get this hype. And it probably has to have some flashbacks of what could have been for him, especially when you see the way that the whole family has played out.
Yeah, that's my sort of armchair read. And let's also not forget, like, why did Peyton end up spending 4 years at Tennessee? You know, there are a lot of reports out there that Bill Parcells would not commit to the Mannings that he would take him number one overall, right? That they would not give definitive, we are taking Peyton Manning number one overall. That's one read that I've heard that comes out of the New York side a lot. And then the second part, I think they thought he'd go back, maybe win a Heisman, you know, win a national championship, and that didn't end up happening either. And the thing about Eli, you know, I don't know. You know, they did not want Eli to be in San Diego. So obviously, very famously, you know, kind of orchestrated Eli going to the New York Giants. The year before, Eli was not getting picked over Carson Palmer. That was not happening. Carson Palmer in the 2003 draft, that was, he was going number one. So to say like, oh, it's the family rule, you got to stay all 4 years. I think they also look at the situation. I do.
Yeah, I don't buy. I'm with you on that. But I will say, for years I used to say this. I go, and I don't say this anymore because, you know, I don't think his life is going in a great place. But as a male, if I could trade places with another male, it would be Justin Bieber. You know, I would love
I
to
no
be.
No idea what you're about to say.
I would love to be Justin Bieber. Now,
not an athlete. No, too Justin much wear and tear on the body. Yeah, I get it.
The singing, you know, everyone loves you. I mean, it's a fun lifestyle. I think that Justin Bieber.
You
has
really
lived.
Think that he looks like he's having a good time?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm changing this take. The last three, 4 years.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to be Justin Bieber.
Yeah, no.
I think I'd want to
be the first half, Zach. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I don't know, Justin Bieber. Remember when he was like. Got busted for like public urination. I think he's like a sad childhood star. That's what I see. Anyway.
Yeah, but okay. He could sing, you know.
He could dance. Yeah.
A lot of ladies love it. Like, sure. I don't think it's a bad thing to be Justin Bieber. Mm. But the last few years, it hasn't gone well, so I will take that take back. Now I think I'd want to be Arch Manning. Even if you fail, even if you don't win a Heisman, even if you don't win a national championship, even if you go on to be some bum in the NFL, this is not, oh, he needs his college education. This guy's set for life.
Okay, but there's a lot of rich people out there.
But he could be a failure and he'll still live this great life. I think it's a wonderful. I would love to be in the spot that Arch Manning is in right now.
Oh man, I couldn't disagree more. You guys are talking about like these, basically what Arch is kind of like a child star also, right? So you're talking about these child stars like who feel all the pressure in the world on them. Uh-uh. I actually think right now, if you are a man in this country,
okay,
I think you got two people probably that you would want to trade place with. Now, one is a child star, but he does seem a little adjusted. That's Michael B. Jordan.
Okay.
Box office.
Eh.
Huge star.
Yeah.
Now, he was a child actor, but he seems like he's gotten through that.
Okay.
And I think the other one's probably got to be Chalamet, right?
Oh, you know what, Maggie? I was
Chalamet's good.
And also, you see who he's sleeping with these days.
Yeah, right.
That's an excellent one. Because that's like what Bieber was.
Right.
But Chalamet has a better, you know, I think he's more focused and he hasn't gone through like all the horrors that Bieber has.
I mean, he's with the Kardashians now, so just give it a minute.
Yeah, forget it. The downfall is coming.
Yes.
But so I'm trying to think, is there another,
or something like that?
Is there like another singer? Like you want to be Morgan Wallen right now? I don't know, maybe.
I mean, some people might want to be Travis Kelce.
Travis. That's not a bad one.
I mean, his Q rating went up by, what, a million literally in the last 2 years?
You could be Kelce. Now, again, the wear and tear on your body. Like, you are going to pay for that at some point.
But his career is almost over. So you're like, all right, I play one more year, and then I'm retired, and let's
And get
go.
To hang out with Taylor Swift and podcasts, let me tell you.
Yeah, that's a
miserable
great,
life
that's
there.
A great life. Yeah, he's really set up.
All right, are there a lot of guys, though, who want their significant other to overshadow them, though?
No, I think that's a myth. That,
okay.
Like that goes out there. All these men. But I don't want my woman to overshadow me. My woman's a billionaire, and she's traveling all over the world, and I could just do whatever I want, and just you know sit on the couch and eat and whatever. Yeah, I'm
sit on the couch and eat. You gotta be there for the arm candy.
If I could be Timothée Chalamet, yeah, Kylie Jenner, hot take of the day. She could overshadow me.
See, that's other fine. Part too about Kelce. Anything happens, a breakup, you're getting a whole album about you, man. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because, like, she can, I mean.
Well, they're getting
that's
married.
True.
Like, Jake Gyllenhaal, like, he's got to wear that.
Oh, all those guys got to. John Mayer's got it. Everybody's gotten the smoke. I just feel like.
John Mayer's a great one, too.
I feel like I'd have
to
the pressure.
To be John Mayer would be good.
Yeah, he's a good one. I feel like I wouldn't screw it up. I'd be like, those other clowns, I don't know what they did. You got to be an idiot to screw it up with Taylor Swift, I think. I mean, like, she's like, it's like screwing up with Beyonce, right? Which Jay-Z almost actually did.
I know.
Like,
Becky with the good hair.
Yeah, just sit down and shut up, and you'll be fine.
You should do a dating show. Yeah, if I was the program director of the network, EJ, I'd give you an hour on Saturday to just do a dating show. And just a dating show.
And it's called Sit Down and Shut Up, 888-710-4476. Why do we think of that? Okay. Lots more to do, including your phone calls. Arch Manning, does he need to have a successful college career? To me, no. It's all about the NFL. We'll talk some more college programs next. What would a successful season look like for the following teams. We get to that next. MVP was Zach Gelbin for Pearl.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff Show. Zach Gelb in for Perloff today. Just closing a loop from Friday. Did successfully sneak the booze into the town pool. So, you know, hold your applause. Got it in, no doubt, no problems, no issues. No one got overly sloshed. Everyone behaved themselves. All the 40-year-old moms at the pool, we held it together, Zach. But this is what's waiting for you whenever you transition to suburban life. You're gonna wonder, how do I get booze into the pool into a in a tactful way?
My parents moved into a 55 and up community.
Yeah,
and the rules in some of these places. And then there's like neighbors that will write, that will report you to the board if you violate a rule. Yeah. You may get a report or something now admitting that you snuck this booze in.
My mom also lives in one of those places, and the rules are a little crazy. But yeah, it was a success. Everything went really well.
I'll give you one of the rules. I was working out by myself, right? I was 30 years old at the time, now 31. And I was working out in the gym. And they created this rule in this 55. If you're in the gym and you aren't someone that lives in the building, they have to walk you to the gym and sit there. So I didn't really think that was going to be enforced.
Wait, who's sitting there?
Like my dad or my mom.
So you need a chaperone to use the treadmill?
I need a chaperone. Wow. I need an adult to basically hold my hand. So I didn't really think that the rule would be enforced. And I went there, and this guy comes up to me. He goes, you know, you really need an adult here. I go, first off, sir. I go, nice to meet you. I go, I am an adult. And I texted my dad because I felt this guy really breathing down my neck. I go, you need to come over here. And I go, that grumpy old guy sitting over there. I go, that's my adult. I belong to him. But it's just, it's stupid, some of these rules. I'm not 14.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't dare be barefoot in the clubhouse, Zach. Haul your butt to jail. Yeah. Bogish has the latest headlines for us.
Wait, so what did you do? Did you go juice box or did you go?
No, I just went with the canned cocktails. So just ones that didn't look like a White Claw or like a High Noon. I went with something a little bit like more easily covered up.
Why didn't you make a Maggie Margarita or something like that?
I didn't want a pitcher. I didn't want any of that stuff. I wanted something that could be easily thrown away. Yes.
But just a koozie and a can? Like that was it?
No koozie.
You just openly drank alcohol. Uh-huh. Wow. You went renegade.
I did. I found something that was like not off brand necessarily, but something I had never seen before. And it was just like all one color. You wouldn't have known. And I went to the liquor store. The juice boxes were way more conspicuous. It was like just basically had big like wine on the side. That wouldn't have been good.
Did you bring anything else?
Yeah. I brought a bunch of other drinks like seltzers and stuff like that.
Gotcha. And you had a great time, right?
made the pool way better.
I told
Anything
you.
That made you chill out, maybe, that you brought to the pool?
No, actually, the guy said, he's like, you know, you should bring the THC-infused drinks that if you guys really want to have a good time. And I was like, yeah, I don't think this crowd is going to be doing that.
Maggie shows up to the pool in like a trench coat.
Like freaking Cheech
and Chong. I got edibles here.
No. A Rolex.
You got to warn people before you do stuff like that. I'm not someone who's like, here, take this. It's just like a White Claw. And all of a sudden it's like, I don't know. Everyone's just floating around like Aaron Rodgers talking about caterpillars becoming butterflies. No thanks.
We got the ayahuasca coming up at noon.
No shot.
So a lot happened in Foxborough this weekend. First, the Patriots unveiled their Tom Brady statue Friday night. Compared to Ronaldo and Dwayne Wade, it's a masterpiece. It actually looks like Brady.
Oh, I got to see it. I didn't see it.
It is, at least to me, unnecessarily big. It's 12 feet tall. Arms are super long. It's got Maggie's feet. But again, I think for the most part, it looks like Brady, unlike some of these other ones we've gotten recently.
It's a good statue. The crafts did a great job on it.
Yeah, I think it looks more like him from the side than from straight on. But no, this is a handsome statue. How did they blow that with Ronaldo? He's like the perfect face.
Right.
And they botched it.
The worst was the Dwayne Wade one.
I think Ronaldo was worse. Wade was terrible. And it's the same guy. How is this dude still employed? Talk about failing up.
Yeah, and not that
Jet baby, probably.
Maybe I don't see the art.
Who knows what secrets that guy has? What pictures he has of some of these owners?
Not that Jet fans were watching this ceremony Friday, but they did not get away unscathed.
This statue isn't just for Pats fans. It'll also give all the Jets fans something to throw their beers at as they leave the stadium every year.
Good luck.
Probably in the second quarter. Maybe the third.
A little revision there, remembering where the Pats are, I think, that might take a little extra time to beat the Jets.
Relax, Tom Brady, okay? We basically ended Bill Belichick's NFL career. And the last time the Jets played in the playoff game against the Patriots,
you guys were irrelevant losers.
And you're now irrelevant losers. So, yeah.
But I got six championships, so it's great.
Yeah, but Tom Brady's talking about the future, not the past. So, yeah, Tom Brady, maybe, you know, check the standings before you start talking about the Patriots beating teams by three scores in the second quarter.
Well, it's also very funny to be like, throw beer at my statue. Because, like, don't worry, the Jets fans will. And then they'll, like, probably unzip and take a leak on it, too. I mean, I would like argue and like, hey, deface my statue.
Do I have a hazy memory here? Doesn't EJ own a Matthew Slater jersey and he was dressed up in a Patriot jersey?
Oh, no, I gave that back to you. Trust me.
I don't have that. That was a painful day for all of us. We had to wear each other's jerseys and it sucked. Yeah.
By the way, that's my biggest gripe.
What's that?
With you.
What?
The fact that was allowed to happen.
What?
And Spike came to your defense when you lost the bet.
That was terrible.
And bailed you out that way and made Perloff and EJ dress up. I never got that. And you pay off your bets.
I do. Well, everyone got mad at me because I tried to claim that it was the Eagles Bills game.
It was like usual.
Bills covered.
A devastating overtime loss. It's like, well, the Bills covered, so technically I won the bet.
And Spike got so mad at me, he was like, everyone's gotta get punished now. I didn't know he was gonna go like that. That was not very nice.
And now America had to listen to me sing. Congrats, Maggie.
Oh, good God. So Friday was the Brady ceremony. Saturday, just normal media availability after a training camp practice in Foxborough. Wideout Kendrick Bourne complimented for his outfit.
My wife is actually my stylist. Shout out to my wife. She's going to love this. She puts it all together for me. So she's doing good. I don't know what she got ready for me, but we'll see.
So every outfit, she's the one who's...
Yeah, she's behind it all. She's behind it all.
Can you give her... Can I get a number? In the respectful way for the... strictly wardrobe part of life.
Hold on, what you mean? Hold on, what is he asking? What are you asking?
He wants our business card.
Oh, business card. Her Instagram is Vanessa Bourne.
Kendrick needed a straight, like,
Manny's going to start covering Patriots.
No, but why?
Can I get your wife's number?
You need an interpreter for that question?
No, I'm going to defend Bourne here. I thought they were asking how much did the suit cost? Can I get a number?
No, he wanted to call the wife, but he was asking for fashion advice.
That
I'm assuming
a
he was
a media member if I've ever
also,
heard one.
Yeah, you can't say that. That's crazy.
Who in the media like the is dressing Indy. Like this? Nobody.
No, but I think it was a bad attempt at like, I'm wearing cargo shorts and a t-shirt. Can your wife help me?
Yeah.
Reporter question.
I'm wearing Tevas now with socks right. type of thing. It's a very nice suit. It's a monochrome, like blue, right? Is that what we're looking at here? It's like
I didn't even look at
it. It's not even outrageous. It's just kind of nice and tailored.
Yeah, he looks nice. Yeah.
I think every single man knows what "can I get your number" means. Yeah. When talking about a woman, to use mm-hmm. those words is insane. I don't know if the guy was super nervous. I don't know what was going on in his head, but that's actually insane.
Yeah, I don't think it was a romantic question. I think it was a poorly executed joke about definitely. How he doesn't dress well.
You've been out of the game for a while, Bogue. So.
You can have her Instagram.
Guys, you think that, I think it was Ben Volen, is asking for Kendrick Bourne's wife's number on a microphone?
Oh, that was Ben Volen?
That was Ben? Oh,
because later on, somebody goes, I didn't know what Ben was saying. So unless there's another Ben there, I really don't think he was asking to steal Kendrick Bourne's wife.
Ben Volen usually doesn't read the room well. I will say that.
Yeah. It was a bad joke. But Vanessa Bourne on Instagram, if you need help.
A joke?
You think that was a joke? I think he was trying to, hey, what are those digits?
Yeah, like, to help me dress because I'm a slob.
I think he was clumsy. I don't think that he actually wanted to date this guy's wife.
Yeah,
I don't think he was. That was not cool enough or clever enough to come off like a joke.
Ben Volen doesn't have Riz.
Yeah, I think that he just was like, oh wait a minute, what did I just say? I realized that sounds dumb. Let me rephrase that.
All right, what else?
So wait, okay, but just to be clear, you don't think he was trying to actually get her number to talk to her?
No. Okay. I don't think that.
Okay.
We're all on the same page on that.
I wasn't sure that we were, actually. You guys are making me nervous, the two of you.
No. No shot.
On the field yesterday, the Bears and Dolphins played to a glorious 24-24 tie. Tua played in the preseason for the first time in 4 years, 5 for 6, 27 yards on one long drive that ended by getting stopped at the goal line. The Saints, meanwhile, committed 7 penalties, 3 giveaways, in a 27-13 loss at the Chargers. Eagles Pro Bowl guard Landon Dickerson may have suffered a significant right leg injury last night. He went down on a pass play late in an open practice in Philly, about 50,000 people at the link. Dickerson couldn't put any weight on that leg before being carted off.
Wait, is that why Perloff is out today?
Yeah.
Morning?
But was Dickerson also the guy who was photobombing the sideline interview?
With the Uncrustables?
Yeah, with
I think so.
With Lane Johnson. They're doing the interview in Lane, and all of a sudden you just see someone staring into the camera creepily eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I think it was Dickerson.
Have you ever had an Uncrustable?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
I've never had one.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, well, you know, it's not going to change your life or anything.
Okay.
Debatable. I think it can be life-changing.
I just am surprised when the first time I was ever in an NFL locker room when they were handing them out.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, like, after practice at a Jets open practice, and it's like, all right, here's your Uncrustable. It's like, thanks, Mom. Got any orange slices too?
Yeah, we do. We've got those as well.
There was one kid that was on our football team in high school. I think he was just on the team because his mom always brought the orange slices. I'll never forget. Kid's name was Chris. His mom would always bring the orange slices. She was a saint.
One of the best things
after 2 days, just getting those orange slices. Mom
/ equipment manager / dietitian for the team.
Pretty much everything, yeah.
There goes that big dumper again.
And the next pitch swung on, belted deep to right field, a line shot, and it's gone. Goodbye, baseball. There's number 45.
For Cal Raleigh, a 2-run shot and a 4-run first. Seattle staying hot with a 6-3 decision over the Rays. The Mariners on a 7-game run, 9-1 overall in this homestand. They remain a half game behind the Astros in the AL West. Houston, a 7-1 win at Yankee Stadium. And Asia Wilson with the first ever 30-20 game in WNBA history. 32 points, 20 boards. Aces beat the Sun 94-86. Back to you guys.
Bogish, thank you. Coming up, one team each from every Power 4 conference will tell you what would a successful season look like for those teams. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show. Zach Gelb in for Pearl. Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Zach Gelb in for Pearl today and tomorrow. And we did this with the NFL, and now we're going to switch to college. We were asking, what does a successful season look like for the following 4 teams? So we've gotten through the NFL. So now we're going to start on college, where we have one team from every Power 4 conference. EJ will give us the team, and we will tell you what a successful season looks like this year. Go ahead, EJ.
Okay, so let's begin with the Ponies, a successful season for SMU looks like.
I think they got to be back in the ACC championship game. You got your returning quarterback in Kevin Jennings. This is a good team. It's a program with lots of money. And while I think that Clemson is still going to be very good this year, Zach, I'm penciling them in for the college football playoff. And I'm very curious about Bill Belichick, and I'm curious how FSU responds to a terrible season. I think SMU should be in the ACC championship.
I would say 9 wins. I think last year, some people will look at it and be like, okay, that's an anomaly for them. I talked to Kevin Jennings, their quarterback, last week, and he feels disrespected.
By 9 wins.
No, he feels disrespected just by everyone else in the country because they were in the ACC championship game, they made the college football playoff, and he still feels like they're not getting their due. But the reason why I just say 9 and not ACC championship game, they lost Breshard Smith, who's now with, I believe, Kansas City, had a wonderful season. So I think missing that and then dealing with the success of last year, they're not sneaking up on anybody's radar. So you give me 9 wins after last year's campaign, I'm really damn good with SMU. And you know, by the way?
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They have a Jordan Hudson, too, at wide receiver.
They do have a Jordan Hudson, but it's J-O-R...
Not Jordan.
D-A-N. He spells it the air quotes regular way. I think people are just a little bit down on Kevin Jennings just because of how bad it looked in the college football playoff because they were playing in the cold weather and he just did not look like himself. But no, I'm going ACC championship game. All right, EJ, who's next?
All right, let's go to Colorado. Coach Prime, a successful season for the Buffaloes will be?
7 wins. They get 7 wins. They clear that over-under first year without Shador and Travis Hunter. I think that's an exceptional season for Colorado. 7 wins.
I wrote down bowl eligible, so obviously that's 6, but I would go with 7. It just can't fall off a cliff. You know, it can't bottom out. And in the Big 12, I don't know if anyone's bottoming out because the teams seem so evenly matched. It just can't look like Shador and Travis Hunter were like propping up Coach Prime and that whole staff. So to me, bowl eligible, no matter how you slice it, that will be successful. And then we'll see if Dion even coaches after this upcoming season, considering all the health issues he's had. Who's next?
A little bit of an under-radar team, but some expectations this year. How about Illinois? Successful season for Illinois would be?
This has got to be 10 wins. I mean, they had that last year, and you have Luke Altmaier back. You've got 16 starters overall who are returning for Illinois. So to me, it's got to be double digits. Are they in the Big Ten title game? I don't know. I think they are fighting tooth and nail for an at-large bid, and we are parsing every part of their schedule and trying to find a way to get Illinois in. So to me, it's a 10-win team. Are they in? It would have to probably take a real top-to-bottom SEC dominance to keep them out of the college football playoff as an at-large.
I don't think they'll make the Big Ten championship game, but my expectation is they got to make the college football playoff.
Yeah.
If you don't make it now, you'll never make it. You're in a 12-team format. You got Brett Bielema, who's an exceptional coach. You got Luke Altmaier. You need to make the college football playoff, and anything short of that is a massive disappointing season. You only got to be the third or fourth best team in the Big Ten. I'm not saying one or two. Third or fourth, you'll get in.
Yeah, it's just going to be so interesting this year how the committee kind of did not really look at strength of schedule so much last year. Did they do a complete 180 on that? And if they do, Zach, that's going to be good news for the SEC, not the Big Ten. But to me, this is a 10-win team fighting tooth and nail for an at-large bid. They'll probably be the number one team we argue about come college football playoff.
And I would imagine that they do put an emphasis on the strength of schedule, because even though right now entering the season, I think the Big Ten is slightly better than the SEC with winning the last two national championships, college football usually listens to the SEC, and they've been complaining all offseason long about the strength of schedule.
Yeah. Last one, EJ.
Okay, another program on the rise with some expectations. How about South Carolina? A successful season for South Carolina would be...
I love Lenora Sellers. Shane Beamer is such an exciting coach. It's the same thing as Illinois. They got to make the college football playoff. They were arguably the hottest team in the country in the second half of the season a year ago in South Carolina. I know they lost a bunch, but you have your coach. You have your quarterback. Once again, it's the same thing as Illinois. You don't got to be one. You don't got to be two. You got to be the third, the fourth, or maybe even the fifth best team in the SEC, and you'll find your way in the college football playoff.
You and I are going to be lockstep here. I'm not saying the SEC championship game. I think that's a little too lofty, but college football playoff now for South Carolina, I think, is the expectation that would be a successful season. And then probably beyond that, maybe Lenora Sellers then goes to the NFL. Maybe he's a top 10 pick. Maybe even top five if he has a really great season. And now South Carolina is like, look at our program, right? It's like, we are competing with the best of the best of the SEC. Come here, you'll get drafted as a quarterback, which is, you know, not exactly what South Carolina's been known for historically. So that's where I think this successful season is not just about this year. It's about creating a new identity for South Carolina. Hey, it's not just, you know, Spencer Rattler come here at the end or what have you. This is come here and you will be taken seriously as a top 10 NFL quarterback.
And both those quarterbacks and schools, Illinois and South Carolina, they're in a good spot right now. And the question is, can they get to a great spot? And if they can't make a 12-team playoff this year, then when are you going to make it? These are their two best opportunities that they have right now.
There you go. 888-710-4ISN. Just a quick look around four of the Power Four schools and what would a successful season look like for them. Okay, John is in Boise. We had a conversation last segment about one of the nectar of the gods foods, Uncrustables, and just how popular they are in NFL locker rooms and college too. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I asked EJ and he said he didn't know, but the average NFL team goes through like 4,000 or 5,000 Uncrustables per week.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say per week?
Per week.
Got 53
the NFL
guys
on
the
average
roster.
They go through almost 1 million Uncrustables per year.
Oh my
John,
god.
John, where are you getting this data from? What are you, labor and statistics? How
Chat
do you know this?
Look it up. I forget what sports media, whatever, went through and did a survey, and they surveyed almost every NFL team, and that's where they got the numbers.
Okay, wait, hold on 1 second. I'm no math whiz here, but let's take 4,000, all right, Uncrustables, and let's divide it by, you got 53 men on the roster, but how many people are really around during the week with practice squad and whatnot? You want to say...
The New York Times, it says...
75?
The Uncrustables eaten by the NFL in 1 year recover 18 yards of a football field.
But let's say you have 75 guys, right, around all week, and you have 4,000 divided by 75, you're eating 53 Uncrustables per guy?
No, I mean, Maggie, everyone in the facility gets to Uncrustables.
This
like,
is
my brother, you know, he works for the Vikings. Yeah. Like,
thank you, John.
They're all, you know, they're all indulging. Mm-hmm. Is everybody in the building? And the Uncrustables are amazing, so of course.
From Barstool Sports in 2024, NFL teams consume at least 80,000 Uncrustables a year. The large number comes out to about 3,600 to 4,300 Uncrustables a week. So John's number's a little bit off.
That's still an insane number.
Can you guess the team that eats the most Uncrustables per week?
Buffalo.
No,
that's guess. What's your guess?
I'm thinking now the Eagles, after they were eating them on camera.
Denver Broncos reportedly 700 Uncrustables per
little
per
munchies, and then the Uncrustables makes sense to me. Sean Payton, we know he's pretty good in that department too.
That's true. Man, do you think it's strawberry, grape, raspberry?
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.